Hello and welcome to this week's Oscast Extra. I'm here with David Page, owner of Inky Fingers.
Hi.
Hello. So, David, what made you decide to open Inky Fingers?
Well, there's been a lot of interesting comics lately, especially with all the films, the TV series. It's hugely popular, but a lot of people don't know where to start. So instead of looking on Amazon, online shops tend to be very good at selling you exactly what you want, but when you actually want to speak to someone, get recommendations, personal bespoke recommendations, you need to come to someone. And Oxford's been missing a place for that for like almost a decade. So it seems like prime time to open one up, and thankfully lots of people have agreed. People still coming in going, finally. Makes me feel good that I made the right decision, really.
Yeah, it must have been quite a jump from what you were doing before to actually opening up a shop.
Yeah. Well, I've been working in retail and hospitality for, almost a decade. So I've been looking at what I enjoyed from all those jobs and sort of put them all together, really.
That sounds ideal.
Yeah. Well, working as a barista and working on bars, working at the Oxford Playhouse before then, and lots of different retail shops which were more specialized, so it's kind of got me in the right mindset for finding out exactly what people want.
And what was the first comic book that you ever read?
From what I remember, way back, I was really into the Thunderbird and Stingray comics.
Oh, okay.
They used to produce way back when. Western comics, sort of US comics, it wasn't until I was like 15, 16, started picking up Spawn by Tom McFarlane, and which is still going to this day. And then sort of gone a few Marvel books. I've always been playing catch up with sort of the big superhero stories and such, so I'm actually really, really into them now, surprisingly. Marvel especially have really picked up their game. I don't know whether it's the Disney influence or or what, but they feel like they've really got sort of their act together and know what the readers want. And it's a really exciting time for all of them. It's a really good point to start getting into sort of superhero comics, monthly comics, stuff like that. But they're not my biggest sellers, surprisingly. What? It's everything else.
By everything else, what sort of genres do you sell?
Well, I'm really happy you say genres, because a common sort of misconception is that when people talk about comics, they think superheroes, and that's it. It's not. It's a small slice of the medium. It's just that it has so much promotion behind it. So what happens is a lot of the other books get left on the wayside. I've been thinking about a lot before opening up about sort of the layout, what you see first, and I always wanted that to be all these really interesting, beautiful books first. That's what I want. So someone who hasn't read any comics, the first thing they come in is they don't see Superman, Spider-Man, Iron Man. They see, first of all, a beautiful selection of all ages, appropriate for all ages books, and then just a quick glance and you can see shelves upon shelves of a multitude of genre books. Probably sci-fi fantasy are the most popular at the moment. The sort of general fiction does very well. Myriad publishers, they have been coming out with some great ones lately. Things like Becoming Unbecoming, which is about a girl growing up in the 70s in Yorkshire. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm a big believer in that there is a book for a comic book or a graphic novel for everyone. It's just finding it for that one person.
Yeah.
Over December, I think about 80% of my all the sales were as gifts. So I was spending a lot of time talking to individual people, asking about the recipients' tastes, and so it's like, what kind of films are they into? What kind of books? What's really great at the moment is the variety. So I can pick up like 4 or 5 different ones for them and go like, okay, so I reckon these ones will suit you well, and then they take their time, look through them, and then more often than not they find exactly what they're looking for.
Say I came into the comic book shop, what would be the first question you'd ask me? I've got like very limited experience in terms of comic books. I've watched some Marvel films, mm-hmm. and DC films,
yeah,
but otherwise I very little knowledge.
Well, that's good. I love it. I absolutely love it when someone comes in who's curious. That's the whole reason for the shop. Thankfully, it's a very, very old stereotype that comic book shops are these kind of like geek dens where it can, you know, you got people at the counter discussing all these ins and outs of the, you know, latest Iron Man book or whatever, which does happen time to time, but yeah. It's not very rarely. So it's about creating a nice atmosphere that anyone can come into, have a browse. What I do if someone's completely new is kind of just have a look around, pick up books, open them. There is a visual medium. See what grabs you. After that, then I like to talk about your kind of tastes, what you're after, and then go from there, really.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it, really. Yeah. It's a very relaxed atmosphere.
That's good.
You know, we do the drinks as well. So, and it's a really nice vibe going on in there. Just to, like, just relax people, really.
Yeah. Say I came in and I wanted to find a good comic book with a strong female lead. What would you recommend?
There's many good ones at the moment. What would I suggest? One of my favourite to recommend to people is, especially if they're only used to reading sort of superhero comics, is Terry Moore's Strangers in Paradise. It's fairly long. It's quite an epic. It's six fairly thick volumes long, but it's completely what you not expect. It's all about the characters, and it's primarily focused on two female characters, and it will suck you in completely. After the first one, you get so invested in the characters. I remember reading it first time myself. I think I got to volume four. I got to a certain point. I had to stop and put it down and be like, just gonna let that settle for a little bit. That's what it's all about, really. Is that's sort of what the best stories do, is they're about characters, how they interact with one another. Marvel are releasing more and more female led characters. Thor is now a woman.
Cool.
Not Thor as in like, oh, he's just turned into a woman.
Yeah.
It's a different person now, but it's a woman, and they do it very well. It's not just sort of a gender bent character. It's fluid. It's organic.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel wrong. And Ms. Marvel is one of the most popular books at the moment. A teenage Pakistani-American who gets powers.
Amazing.
And how she deals with that. And it's just really well done. So when you ask for specifically female-led books, it's going to be tricky because I'm more focused on just characters, whether they be male or female. I'm always going to pick out the best ones. It's not any, sexist books or anything like that. The quality all across the board is amazing. And since more and more are actually written and illustrated by women, their voices are really coming through. It never feels like a 50-year-old guy trying to write.
Yeah.
A teenage girl in her problems. It's more and more, there's more and more variety, more than ever.
Wonderful. So you've already sort of briefly touched upon this. Do you think since all the superhero films produced by Marvel and DC that there has been a noticeable increase in interest in superhero comics? And is that a blessing or a curse?
No, it's definitely not a curse. The more recognition, the better. Like, everyone knows who Superman is. Your grandma knows who Superman is. So, like, when the first Iron Man film came out, he was barely known in the mainstream, which is bizarre to think about now. Mm. Everyone knows who he is. Yeah. Everyone knows who Tony Stark is. His character is so well defined. And comic book readers have been enjoying these kind of stories for decades. So it's fantastic that people want to start getting in on them. Mm. It's hard to quantify interest, really. It's not like I will ask every single person who comes in, like, oh, so what brings you here?
Yeah.
It's in the air now. But I'm interested in just quality books. Mm. Every book is curated, really. There's never going to be a bad, dodgy one. Everything you're going to pick up is going to be good, a good quality.
Yeah.
The amount of books which are produced monthly is astounding. So if you saw the catalogue that I have to pour through every month and pick out, you know, it's probably no more than 10% of what is released.
Wow.
Yeah. But, you know, it's the cream of the crop. It's a lot of work, and it's really interesting seeing which books fly out the door, you know. Yeah. It's always a surprise seeing what books go and what tend to stick around a little bit longer. It might take a while. Mm. It's always fascinating for me. You know, each month I just get better and better at being able to choose what people want. With every independent comic shop, they always get their own unique vibe because it's all about what the sort of local market wants.
Mm.
So it's very fascinating if you go to different comic shops all around the country, which unfortunately there aren't that many of. They will all have their own personality, and that's all built up from years of the local market. And as long as they're, you know, good, they're not just playing the Marvel DC game, they'll always attract interest from everyone.
Awesome. Cool. This weekend is a special weekend for you. You have a stall at Oxcon.
Mm, yes.
You excited?
Yeah. I'm amazed. I'm still in awe that this is actually happening. And just the interest is amazing. There was the Heroes and Villains event at the Ashmolean.
Yeah.
And man, that blew me away. That was amazing, the interest. The joy that was there was incredible. That's the trouble with the first thing of this kind here. You never know quite how it's going to go. But after that, it definitely boosted my confidence that there's going to be a really good vibe there. I'm really looking forward to that. Because in the past, it was Caption, which was just down the road from here, the East Oxford Community Centre. Which I've been going for years and years. It's probably the longest running sort of convention, is probably not the right word. Sort of where they had panels and they would discuss it. And it'd be really nice if eventually we have a nice sort of combination of that thing in the future. Mm. But with the first convention here, like big, big convention, you never know so how it's going to go, what kind of vibe it's going to be.
Yeah.
Because there's so many around the country now.
Mm.
Each one, like comic book shops, get their own personality from the people that attend, what they want. So it's going to be really interesting seeing what people want out of this.
Yeah.
And developing that in the future, just honing in, getting better and better at what people want. That's what, you know, I'm a bit nervous about it because I don't know what people are going to want.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like taking a bit of everything.
Yeah.
and seeing how it goes.
Yeah.
It's going to be very interesting.
Yeah. Well, I hope it goes well.
Oh, I'm sure it will. They're doing a fantastic job of putting it all together. Mm. I'm sure it'll be seamless. I'm really excited that they've embraced the academic culture in here, and they're doing these talks.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So kind of focused on a bit of the academics of comics, whether that go from the science of superpowers to what have you. It's a really open, broad, totally unique, really, to any other convention. So
yeah.
Hopefully that goes down really well, and there'll be even more of that. After just a couple of months open, people are asking about academic books on graphic novels and sequential art. It's a growing thing. You look at literature, and that's got countless books on criticism and what have you, and you know, the sort of the form and everything, but it's still a burgeoning thing in comics. So it's exciting. It's really exciting.
That's cool.
I know when I was at university, I was writing, you know, I was studying illustration. All my essays and my dissertation was all on sequential art, because nothing else had been written. So,
that's brilliant.
Yeah. Well, it's good fun, because, you know...
Yeah, you get to read comic books.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing. What have you got planned for the future?
Still plenty of plans. I've still got a lot of space to fill in the shop. I'm growing every single month. From the massive amount of support, I've been managed to expand so much quicker than I expected to. So that's fantastic. So... the idea at the moment is basically to keep going. There's still so many books I want in. People, you know, ask for these certain books as well, and it's good. It's fantastic. So, yeah, growing from there. I want to start including artwork at some point.
Be cool.
Yeah. It's a nice art print, some original art as well. Good in there. Got a lot of blank spaces on the wall yet to fill. It's all there. It's all planned.
Yeah, brilliant.
But, yeah, keeping yourself open and flexible as well. That's the idea. Yeah.
Cool. I've got a few quickfire rounds. DC or Marvel?
Marvel, for sure.
That just seemed to be
if you know me, if you're regular in the shop, you've probably heard my rants about DC 5 or 6 times. Because we're so passionate, we just want them to do well. They're almost there. But they've been falling behind a little bit on how progressive a lot of other publishers have been.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for now, yes, it's still for me, Marvel. It's all about Marvel. Okay.
What's your favourite comic?
Ooh, that's a tricky one. It's probably a tie between, at the moment, this beautiful manga called A Silent Voice. Wonderful. It's got a deaf character in, which I've never seen in comics before. It's really well expressed. I can't remember the last book I read at all, which kind of got to me a little bit.
Yeah.
That one, for sure, has really, really struck a chord with me. It feels a bit cheap to say Saga at the moment, but it is that good.
Okay, so
everyone who's read it has loved it. I don't know anyone who's been like, meh. So yeah, those are probably the best ones at the moment.
Okay, cool. And finally, if you could have a superpower, what superpower would you have?
I'm pretty sure I've thought about this for last 15 years at least. But probably super speed.
Interesting.
Don't we all need that moment? It feels like there's never enough time to get everything done.
That's true. Then why not time travel?
Oh, that's going into a
whole new...
That's opening a can of worms.
Okay.
That's too... Oh, I wouldn't go there.
All right. Cool. Well, thank you very much, David.
Oh, thank you for having me.